Our next item is Hummingbird Meadows subdivision 2004-44, amended condition.
This is a request to amend one of the conditions of the preliminary approval, and that's requiring sidewalks on both sides of all streets within this subdivision. The developers are requesting that the condition be revised to require sidewalks on one side only. They feel that with the sidewalks on both sides and a 20-foot wide uncurbed roadway seems excessive, and it would unlikely be utilized by the future residents, and eliminating sidewalks on at least one side will allow the homes to be sold at a more affordable price, and it will also reduce impervious cover.
Is there anybody here with an interest in this application?
I have a feeling that there might be a question or two. Mr. Burton, I have a feeling there might be a question or two.
Well, I'd give his name.
Could you give us your name, please, and address?
My name is Bill Steven. I work for Meridian Engineers.
Okay.
My question is more to the commission. Have we ever done this before?
I think so.
Well, normally when we ask for sidewalks on both sides, it's because we wanted sidewalks on both sides. Certainly, they have the right to ask, and that's what they're doing, and we need to respond to them.
I have a question, if I
yes,
might.
Sir.
What would the reduction in single-family home price be that you've determined that shrinking this to sidewalks on one side would be?
I wouldn't really be the person to know how much it would cost for each new house based on that.
How many lots are in the subdivision?
180.
180. How many feet of roadway or sidewalk?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Lots. Is this a cluster subdivision or is it a regular subdivision?
Cluster.
Cluster.
Is there a site plan handy?
Is there a site plan?
How wide is the sidewalk on the one side that you want to put one on?
I believe the sidewalk is 42 inches.
42 inches, 3.5 feet, okay.
Would you be charging more for the houses on the one side of the street than you would for the other side?
That'd be up to the developer.
Burton, I think this young man here is the messenger. Okay. But we're glad you're here. All right, give me some dimensions here.
Is this green space in between here?
Apparently,
landscape.
They're proposing swaled.
Yes, this is a 20
swale. Foot of pavement, swale, and then sidewalk. The
yes.
Sidewalk on the right of way, or the sidewalk on the.
The sidewalk lot? Is in the right of way.
Yeah. So is the sidewalk adjoining the property line, or is there a. We're trying to. It looks like.
No, there's a little.
Strip, landscape strip
yeah.
there.
Yes.
That's where the swale is.
The swale is between the road and the sidewalk, I believe, unless it's...
Okay, let's take a look. I don't know. We're going to find out. Let's see if they have a...
Yeah, the swale is actually after the sidewalk. Both road, sidewalk, swale, and lots.
Okay. Swale's between the lot and the sidewalk.
My mistake.
That's all right. That's fine. Well, let's say for the sake of argument, there's 1,000 feet. Probably every bit of 1,000 feet, don't it?
A lot more than that.
Yeah, a lot more than 1,000. 5,000, maybe.
Yeah, there's at least a mile worth of road there.
Right? We'll say 6,000.
believe.
Okay.
42 inches.
Sure. Depending, yeah, sure. Assuming that you have something to do with this.
Yeah, well.
Okay, and you are?
Phil Wemlinger with WG Land Ventures.
Okay, so you're the owner?
Yes.
Good, great. How many miles of road you got in this thing? Or sidewalk? You know?
The reason we were asking mainly is we have so much open space in this development, and bicycle paths, walk trails all over the place, five ponds. We have another area lot that's just going to stay open for swings and whatever.
Yeah.
And as many bicycle trails, we have the walkway around the whole perimeter. We don't even think half the sidewalk is going to be used to start with. And it's a big expense.
Well, that's kind of what I'm trying to get a handle on.
Right.
How big an expense do you think it is?
I would have to, the final drawing just got to our site guy, so as far as those numbers are, I'm sure it's going to be probably $300,000. But I don't know for sure.
$300,000 will buy 50 or 60,000 square feet of sidewalk.
There's a lot in here. That could be for both sides. I'm not sure.
There's not that much. There's not that much on one side. I don't.
No, it may be for both sides.
Yeah. I think the dilemma that the commission is presented with is that you essentially are claiming a financial hardship on a speculative venture that you don't know if you got a hardship or not. You just know that you don't want to spend that money on the sidewalk. And as a businessman, I understand that, and I'm not saying that that's not a good reason. I'm just really quantifying what's going on here, because typically what happens, in order to get a plan approved, you guys agreed to do this. Now you've got a plan approved. Now you're coming back and saying, well, we really don't want to do this. You know, you probably knew that when the first time around, but, you know, things being the way they were, you wanted to get your plan approved, and there you go.
That's what we're just asking for.
Yeah, I understand.
And you're not one of the original developers?
Yes.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Okay. So didn't this come under Frank Vergon?
Oh, Frank. Yeah, he was my partner then until DeSabatino came in.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Burton, this is in your vast area.
Like Chairman Wheatley, my question, which kind of got the ball rolling, the businessman wasn't trying to set anything up. I was trying to respond to the note that Mr. Abbott gave that said, you know, by eliminating the sidewalk, the homes could be sold at a more affordable price, and I was just curious what that represented, because I know.
Well, look, we all know that you're going to sell these for as much as you can get for them. You'd be a fool if you didn't.
Right.
Okay? So I don't know that it's necessarily going to affect your sales price as much as it's going to affect your bottom line. Okay. I appreciate that, but I get a little irritated when people come in and argue affordable housing for something like this. It's not enough. It's 180 lots. You know, if it's $180,000, it's $1,000 a house. Do you really think that's going to make a difference in whether or not you can sell them and what your sales price is going to be?
Probably not.
No, I know. Okay. So that's not really the affordable housing argument, really, isn't it? Doesn't make a lot of sense.
And I got that statement from Mr. Bartoshevitz from Meridian in his letter.
So that wasn't from the applicant anyway. That was from the applicant's engineer. Yeah, okay. Well,
I worry about the us seeing this more and more through other amenities added to plans at time of approval.
Well, yes, I think that's a reasonable concern. You start with one, and then they'll all be here, and then the argument will be, well, you didn't make that guy do it. How come you're making me do it?
I agree.
And I think that's the thing. I would be nice to have a little bit more accurate information to know how much we're really talking about. But for the sake of argument, if you said it was $360,000, it's $2,000 a lot on a lot home packages that are going to, you know, sell for, I'm not sure, where are you trying to be?
We're marketing it right now.
For how much?
Well, that's what we're marketing, the cost and everything else.
Oh, okay. All right.
We have our next meeting's on next Monday.
Fair statement to say would be something north of 250.
Yeah, between 250 and 3 probably.
Yeah, so it's, you know, the 0.5%. I mean, as far as the economic argument goes, now was there an issue that the engineer raised in fairness and that Mr. Abbott did report to us regarding impervious surface? Although I don't know that was the particularly a prime factor, but I just point that out to you, gentlemen, as something if you wish to consider that. And Mr. Burton, you don't have to act on this today. If you want to think about it, you can choose to do that.
I'm prepared to make a motion.
You are prepared to make a motion. Well, are you?
Comment you want?
No.
My motion is for denial of the amended condition of subdivision 2004-44. Just based on that it was a condition prior to approval.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to deny Hummingbird Meadows subdivision 2004-44 amended condition. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.